Wendell Willkie once said, "The test of good manners is to put up with bad ones pleasantly." Well, ain't that the truth? Thank you for listening to Weird Appalachia. I'm Erin.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we're going to take y'all to school, teach y'all how to act right up in the art gallery.
Yeah, art etiquette.
And, you know, as an artist here in a small town where there wasn't hardly any opportunity for artists, period, when I first started doing this, I had no idea.
I think that's something that it's learned, like, as an artist, it's learned, you know, you have to do your first gallery showing and your first thing like that. It's learned how to act and what
to
do.
You have to learn it through experience because I mean, there's no one around here that really enforces any kind of
rules,
actual rules for the kind of stuff we're doing.
Well,
but
there was no gallery. There were no galleries besides the Mountain Arts Center.
Yeah, the Mountain Arts Center was about it as far as, especially when I first got started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grew up here with, for anyone who doesn't know us personally, who listens to the podcast, we're in a small town called Sagersville. And, you know, art opportunity is very limited. We talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big, huge thing for people like us or anyone here for any reason. I mean, it's living in this area is just, it's difficult. It's difficult because there's nothing. There's just nothing.
There's no standard code for any of this stuff. So we've just been figuring it out ourselves for a while.
I'm still figuring it out.
But when it comes right down to it, some of the important things that we want to share with you guys about just art show etiquette in general for artists, for people who are coming to see the art. One of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
And it should come without saying. Should come without saying, don't touch the art.
Don't. I think the biggest thing is not I've seen adults do it.
Yeah.
I have. I've seen them be like, oh, like they just can't resist. You know, they want to touch it and feel of it, which I understand. Some art, there's some that's just there and you don't really want to touch it. You know, it's just there and it's beautiful, but you don't have the need to feel of it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of art that's just so texturized and you're dying to feel of it.
Yeah.
Which I do that. I want to feel of some art too.
Yeah.
But I don't do it. Don't do it.
I understand that completely because I've seen some, especially like with the mixed media pieces, and they look very textural.
Like Jen Noble stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And it's like, you're not 100% sure what the material is. So you almost just want to.
You just want
to
feel it.
To be sure what it is.
It's just like a sense, you know. You just want to feel. You want to touch and feel.
Yeah.
But don't do it. It's not right.
And it's not even, you know, we're not being pretentious. We're not being, you know, just laying down the law or anything like that. There's a reason. There's a reason why this is a rule.
Yes.
In every gallery. It's because sometimes the art's delicate.
Yeah.
And actually, the oils in your skin can destroy work.
Well, they're in the larger galleries where they have, you know, the Van Gogh works and Monet and all that. That will freak if you touch the artwork.
They're usually roped off and stuff like that to keep you from getting too close.
Because they specifically have signs and people watching. And if you touch it, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the oils in your skin. Because you can so easily damage a piece of artwork.
Yeah.
And it's just not right. Just don't touch the art.
Well, I mean,
it's just disrespectful. It is.
It is. And, you know, with stuff like that, it's not even like here. You know, like if you touch my stuff and mess it up, I mean, I won't be mad, but I can fix it usually. But you can't repair,
you can't repair that. There's no repairing it.
No fixing it.
No.
And it is disrespectful. I mean, and not so much if you just don't know.
And if you have kids, we get it. I have three toddlers. They want to touch everything.
Yeah.
If I'm in the store, they touch everything. But please, just watch them and don't let them touch the art. And if you take them to art galleries and showings, that's great.
But
like, I take mine all the time. But make sure, like, when you're there, teach them. Say, don't touch the artwork. It's disrespectful. You know, make sure they're aware.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't do that. They just let them run around and touch
everything.
That's true.
And another thing is, I understand, you know, you have kids. They, you know, kids want to just be kids. But if you bring them to a setting like a gallery,
mm-hmm.
and I know you do this, and I know most of our people that we deal with do this. You gotta, you know, kind of watch what they're doing.
You gotta watch everything.
Yeah, they do. Make sure they're not just running wild or, you know, smearing food on the floor.
Yes, exactly. Because they will try, I can tell you.
And especially watch them in the gallery halls where the actual
where
work
the
is.
Artwork is, yeah.
Because I have been to shows in the past too where it's just like, I'll never single anyone out or anything like that, but I've seen people just kind of let them run wild because this isn't daycare.
No.
These types of things, you know, you got to really be respectful.
And they need to have fun and enjoy themselves, but I mean, don't let them touch the art. Just make sure they're kind of calm and
yeah,
not insane.
Don't load them up on Mountain Dew and turn them loose.
No. No.
But the biggest part for me with all of this stuff was learning the artist end of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's obvious stuff. If you're a guest, if you're attending, you know, just common decency will suffice.
Exactly.
But as an artist,
you'd be surprised how many people don't have common
decency. That's really true, though. It is. And it's not just here. It's everywhere.
Yes.
But, you know, the artist end of it is very different for than just attending.
On the artist end of it, the big thing is don't self-promote while you're there. That's a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
When you're at a gallery.
Yeah,
and
if you're just in attendance, if it's not your show.
Yes, exactly. I needed to make that clear. If it's not your show and you're there seeing a friend's work or anyone's work, don't self-promote because it's just disrespectful.
It is.
It is. It's not a good taste.
Yeah, and by self-promo, we mean do not come with your
business cards.
Do not come carrying your own, you know, having your own work.
Yes.
With you. Do not try to corner the gallery owner and schedule
your
own show.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. If you want to do that, do it later.
Yeah.
Not then.
Yeah. This would be a perfect opportunity as an artist to introduce yourself to everyone and network and everything.
That's important.
And
as
being
an
very
artist,
respectful as you're doing it.
Networking is huge in this industry.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with learning who everyone is and talking to them and just be yourself.
Yeah.
But don't take it as a opportunity for you to like, I'm going to shine.
Don't be like, have you seen my work? I do a lot of this, blah, 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 and just give them your card and be like,
yeah,
you know, unless they ask or something. That's different.
No, that is very different.
Yeah.
But don't just be blatantly blasting yourself.
Right.
And I have been to shows in the past where I've seen stuff like this and I've seen people just, I'm not even involved in this show, but I do this and it's great and you need to go look at it.
Oh my God.
And I've also,
there's so many artists that are full of it though.
Yeah.
I hate to say that.
Well, I mean, to sell yourself, you kind of have to be.
You
sometimes.
Have to be. Yeah, that's true.
But I have seen other shows where other people's work has been featured fairly close to the main show.
Mm-hmm.
And
so have I.
I have a problem with this.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, especially if it's a solo showing.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be anything.
At least take
there
it down, like, you know,
at
during,
least the day of.
Yeah, the reception or
yeah.
whatever.
It's distracting from the work that's supposed to be.
It is.
Being acknowledged that not.
And it's almost like during the month or however long that your show hangs, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
Right.
But like during the reception, like a closing or opening reception for your gallery, your exhibit.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, imagine being the artist and then being your solo show and then people going over to see the other artwork instead of looking at yours.
Yeah.
I mean, at a reception.
It's kind of a crappy feeling.
It would be a bad feeling.
And it opens the door for people to compare.
Yes.
Styles
and that's
and
why,
work.
And mm-hmm.
Not even just styles and work. If they think the quality of one is better than the other, they might say so.
Mm-hmm.
And as a viewer, just straight up, that is rude to do.
It
at
is.
At our show anyway.
Very rude.
You should never.
And it yes, if
never
it's,
compare
a,
like
if it's
that.
An art show like the Kentucky Art Tribe has, or any kind of group show,
yeah,
where there's more than one, it's not a solo show. Don't do that. Don't go around and say,
yeah,
this one's really good, but I don't like that. This one's not very good.
Right.
That's just rude. If you think that, fine, but don't say it.
Yeah, say and it's it okay to be honest. If it's not your cup of tea, there's nicer ways to say it.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen people thousands of times do that.
I've been in so many shows to where I'm not, in, you know, entirely in love with the work.
I'm not either. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be like that. You're not going to love everything.
That's true. It's
but
the same
I'm not
going to
be like, this is shit.
Yeah. And I've been to shows with people before who just were not part of that world.
No.
And, you know, just sweet family members and stuff like that. They don't mean any harm by what they're saying whatsoever.
They don't, you know.
But they don't get it. They're just like, I'm fine to do that. You know, stuff like that. Don't do this.
No, that's disrespectful.
They don't realize
it's hard not to
laugh.
I know what you're saying because, like, that would be like my grandma or something. You know, they don't understand. Like, don't say that, you know. But, I mean, people, like older people, and they don't get it. They don't get it.
And art is weird. It's weird. Everything
it
about
weird.
It sometimes is really, really weird. Sometimes the work itself is outlandish and crazy. But, you know, as an artist, if I'm inviting someone, and I know it's going to be a racy show, I'm not, like, going to bring my grandmother or something like that.
No.
You kind of got to know the audience, too.
Exactly.
But as an art viewer, if you find yourself in an art show that you're not entirely comfortable with, it's perfectly okay to just mingle around for a minute
and then leave.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just leave. You don't have to like make a scene or insult anyone's work. Just remove yourself.
Because you might show up at a show and not know, and it'd be a bunch of vagina pictures or something. Penis pictures.
Take your grandma to that.
Boobie pictures.
Oh my gosh, Love Actually.
Such a good movie.
The gallery where it's like a Christmas art show and it's nude photography.
Yes.
And everyone's like, there's a group of kids walking around there just laughing because there's like a photo of
boobies.
The nipples are Santa hats.
Yes.
And he's like, it's not funny, it's art.
It is funny though. Santa hats on nipples, I mean, come on.
You know what? Someone creating a work like that is trying to be funny, so it's fine.
Yes.
And it's fine to laugh if you're in a gallery setting. It's fine to laugh, especially if the work is meant to be humorous.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people we know do that kind of work.
Yeah, like Dylan has some funny stuff.
And Heather Owens.
Oh, yeah. She wants you to laugh at her work.
Yeah.
That's her point, is to make you laugh and to make you think, and
she doesn't create it unless it makes her laugh.
Exactly.
So
I love that. That's
that
she does that.
That's a really fun way to do it.
A lot of artists don't do that.
That's true.
It's very unique.
It's fun to loosen up a little bit and make something that makes you laugh and not have to be so, you know, serious all the time.
It is. That's why I like doing the portraits that I do, because even though they're not funny, you know, it's still like,
They're eccentric
and different. They're not so serious, and you know, that's why I like doing that. It's just enjoyable.
Yeah, because I mean, if you can't let loose with what you're doing, you know, you're gonna get tired of it, and you're gonna
that's
get to
true.
Where you just you get stagnant.
Yeah,
with your work,
and there's nothing worse.
Yeah,
It's hard to pull out of that.
I think that's a really quick way to get yourself in like a creator's block.
Yes. It's happened to me multiple times.
To be too strict on a style that you're trying to create, that you don't branch out and just experiment.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, too, you'll like something, and like especially as an inexperienced artist, you'll like something. And we're all guilty of this when you first start doing art or interested in it. When you're real young, I've done this. When you're just, you know, you like something and you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to create that, like that. And you just can't do it because it's just not you. It's not who you are. It's not what you're going to do. It's not what you're supposed to do.
It's like viewed at, like it's out of character for you or
and it's
off-brand.
Not, it's not going to be right. And when it's not, then you're disappointed and... So just be yourself as an artist. We've said that thousands of times.
But it always rings true. And if you find a style that you want to experiment around with, even if it's not typically your brand, do it anyway. You don't necessarily have to post it or whatever. Just do it
and make it your own.
Make it your own. And
instead of doing exactly how they do it your own way.
Just see how it turns out for you. And if it works out, you might be on to like $1 million idea.
That's exactly right.
And
that's
if it doesn't,
just... I constantly do that.
Put it in a notebook and
I ain't made $1 million yet. I wish I did.
It's like Tom Whitaker. I know we talk about Tom Whitaker a lot, but he's been a big influence on me.
Oh, period. Me too.
Period.
If he's not an influence on you and you're from Sayersville, something's wrong with you. That's just the way it is. Even if you're not an artist, Tom Whitaker, you know who he is.
He's a very experimental artist.
Yes.
Like, he has his commercial work that he knows sells.
But it's still amazing, the commercial stuff.
It's so good. But we used to go to these art club meetings at the Renaissance Center, and he would bring in the most experimental, crazy stuff he had.
He does it. He has a little studio here in Sayersville.
Yes.
And he has a little bed in it. And okay. I've been in it. I love it.
I've never been in it.
I have. Long, awesome. Long, many years ago. I was like 18.
Is it the one on Pension?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little
I've seen pictures of it. He
posts pictures of it. Yeah, he's like, my working place.
And he's painted pictures of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are really cool.
I think he'll go down in history. I really do. Like when he passes away one day.
Yeah.
Be like that.
He's like a local legend.
I hope, I really hope and pray he turns into a, one day, he turns just huge.
Yeah.
I do.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. His stuff is incredible.
It is.
And he has a brilliant mind. I don't know how he does it.
We always end up talking about Tom Whitaker because
I'd love to get him on here.
I've never met anyone like him, ever. And no. I was so excited when I had his class as
I was too. I had
a freshman in college. So
he doesn't teach anymore, and I hate that.
I know. He was so good. That's why I loved the art club meeting so much, mm-hmm. because he was basically like Tom Whitaker lecturer.
Because everybody wants to listen to him. I mean, that's why they showed up.
Yeah.
You know. But, I mean, his experimental stuff is so interesting.
It is.
It is so eccentric. It's like, you know, he does all watercolor. So that's his thing, which mm-hmm. I love because I love watercolor. But he's, you know, his... regular stuff is just so, you know, Eastern Kentucky.
It is.
But it's great. It's the artwork that everyone else tries to do.
Yeah.
Copy him.
Yeah.
He done it first.
It's through his eyes.
Yes.
And that's what makes it so good. And that's what makes anyone's art that's, you know, just being true to themselves so good.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of that stuff is his friends, the people he paints. Like, he'll see things and be like, that's so interesting, I want to paint that.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up on Pynchon, you know, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy place.
And for our listeners who don't know anything about what Pynchon is, I mean, it's a little holler up in the boonies.
Hollow, but we call it holler.
It's a holler. It lives like it's like up in the head of Pynchon.
And he'll post pictures of, like, old houses with... quilts hanging and just that he sees, he takes a picture of it with an old camera and just paints it.
Even his photos kind of look like his paintings.
They do, because that's what he paints.
It's like his angle and everything.
Anyway, we got off on topic.
It's really easy to get off topic when we start talking about Tom Whitaker's work. But, you know, as an artist, there's a lot of things you got to learn when you start.
Yes, exactly.
When you start doing this stuff. And some of the stuff that I've... I had a hard time with in the beginning was knowing that your stuff needs to be gallery ready when you're mm-hmm. getting ready to start with a show. I came into it not knowing anything. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing. I'd never shown anywhere except for like a little group show at the college to where we'd draw something and Mr. Smith would just take it and hang it up.
Yeah.
That was it. And I felt like accomplished.
Right.
Just over that. But the first group show in with the Kentucky Art Tribe, I took one piece
mm-hmm.
because I was so not confident in myself yet as an artist. And I went and I paid a lot of money to have it framed.
Oh, God.
And...
big mistake, guys.
And I'm not... I mean, like, if you want...
if you have the money and it's worth it, do it.
Yeah. And I'm glad I got that particular piece framed because I was having a hard time finding a frame for it. And the guy who framed it did a fabulous job. But, you know, it's not necessary. It's
no,
not. You
it's
can not. Make do, but gallery ready does not mean like pristine, like not like a spot or anything.
It means really, it means what the gallery wants.
Yeah.
All galleries are different.
True.
Now, there's a lot, like the Logan House in Lexington, they want different things. I just did I had a piece in an exhibit in Lexington at the MS Resney mm-hmm. studio, and they didn't even want my piece framed. They just wanted it hung up with clips.
Yeah. See, that's different.
But it was all about paperwork.
Yeah.
So you have to have it gallery ready. That means what the gallery wants, you know.
That is true.
If you're, you know, if you're showing in a bigger gallery or more fancy, I guess, for lack of a better word, gallery, you know, they're going to send out an email. They're going to tell you exactly what they want and how they want your piece framed.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to be particular about it too.
That's true. And as an artist, another point.
Annoying,
another point of etiquette is to make sure you read all that stuff.
Yes.
Always. Make sure you're prepared.
Because it's really embarrassing if you mess up. It is.
It can be.
It makes you look
retarded. It reflects like really poorly on you because it looks like you didn't care enough to read the material.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, I mean, but gallery ready in most cases is just ready to hang on the wall.
Yes.
And all your information's included.
Mm-hmm.
And here I'm starting and I have no idea that you have to do an artist bio and that you have to have all, you know, everything ready. Pricing. I didn't know how to price work.
I still don't know how to price work. You don't either.
Well, I underprice a lot of the time. Oh, I do.
You do.
I'm getting better.
You are, yeah.
I'm getting better at it. But, you know, I had no idea. And if it wasn't for the creator of the Art Tribe, Donna Williams, taking me under her wing, I don't know that I would have any idea still.
When I price work, you know, guys out there, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to price work because I have no clue. But what I do personally
mm-hmm.
is that when I do a piece, all of them have different value to me.
Yeah.
They do. They have a different emotional attachment. So if I do a piece, I'm going to think in my head, how much would I pay for this piece? And then I'll throw a couple more dollars on there. And
that's a good way to
do it.
That's
what I do.
That is. Pieces in my, you know, my own collection of stuff I've created that I don't really want to sell, but if I did, I wouldn't take less than like $1,000 for them.
Yeah.
And I don't think that makes me snobby or.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't mean that I think my work's so grand or anything. It's just they're really special.
There's an attachment to that piece.
It's a very special piece, and I don't want to get rid of it unless I feel like it's worth my time.
Which is like a writer, like a songwriter. You're not going to write a song and just let somebody have it for free.
That's true. That's
it's crazy.
Really true.
But people want art for so cheap.
They do.
It's bad.
And
that's another etiquette thing.
It is. Yes. Never go into a place and try to haggle for art.
Do not.
No.
What they say is what it is. Unless they say, I'll take this for it.
Yeah.
Then just shut up.
Yeah.
Seriously, that is rude.
It's so disrespectful. You're making the artists feel like
it's not a yard sale.
Yeah. You're making them feel like their work's not worth what they're asking. And then there are also cases to where people will say, reserve this piece for me.
And then never pay.
And have the gallery hold it, or just never pick it up. Or weeks later say, I don't want it.
That's why you don't do that.
I don't think
that. I don't. Unless I know somebody seriously well.
Yeah.
I will not do that.
I don't think that galleries should ever extend any kind of holding or credit.
No.
Of any kind on
unless
art.
The artist calls and says.
Yeah, unless the artist themselves,
you know,
speak it. I don't think that's ever any kind of good practice to do that.
Not a gallery, no.
No.
Definitely not.
You know, as an artist, I've been to shows where I've heard other artists like picking apart another artist's work. This rule doesn't just go for the, you know, people coming and seeing the work. Artists do it too, and that's not cool.
They're some of the worst.
Mm-hmm. You know, I come from a background of singing, and anytime I've sang in groups of people, it's just like everyone wants to be the star.
Oh my God. All musicians are like that.
Yeah.
And songwriters and singers. And
I can see it in the art world too.
Oh, it is.
It's very prominent.
It's like, where's mine hanging at?
Yeah. People come, look at theirs, be like, hey, come over here and look at mine.
Yeah.
It's great.
Which I get it. And then
she's ready to go.
When you do something and you're proud of it, you want it shown. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. And it's good to be proud of your work, but I mean, be a team player.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
So another thing that's really important is when you're coming to a gallery showing, acknowledge the art. There is food and wine, and usually at a reception, yeah, there's food, there's wine, there's drinks, you know. There's other people to talk to that you may know or may not know, you know. But don't just do that. Go acknowledge the art first.
Yeah.
Go see the artwork. That's the whole reason you're there. It's not to go and just hang out. Like a, you know,
yeah,
whatever night for you. Go and acknowledge the artwork because that's important. That's really, really important to the artist.
It is.
And it's not respectful when you just come and you eat, you drink a bunch of wine and then leave.
Yeah.
And just go like fly and don't even stand and just look for just a second.
Yeah.
Because you might be surprised at what you discover.
That's looking. Really true. I think a good way to kind of gauge it is within your first 10 minutes of arriving, go look at the work.
Yes. Unless it's literally like some huge place and it's packed and you can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's different.
That's true.
You know, try to make it a point to go look at the work before you go eat.
Yeah.
Before you get a drink.
I mean, even if you are just there for the free food.
Still, just do it.
Just, you know, it's not going to hurt you to go look around and be like, look at that for a moment. And
yes.
And then do whatever you're going to do.
Exactly. It'll make your night a lot more enjoyable.
It will. Whether
you think so or not.
Because, you know, me, just personally, if I went to a place and, you know, just went and ate and didn't really do anything else, I would feel like crap.
I'd feel terrible.
I would feel like I was a bad person.
I'd feel terrible. And I have been to a lot of different galleries where I hated the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Hated it. It was too modern for me. I didn't like it. But I still went around and looked at it.
Yeah. And it's, if you can at all, acknowledge the artist.
Yes.
If they're swamped with people, do not insert yourself.
No, but even if it's just going up or just while they're having a conversation, like going up as you're walking out and saying the artwork was great.
Yeah.
Thank you or whatever.
Right.
Real quick. That's
fine.
Sorry guys, I'm clapping.
She's so excited about this. But I mean, some people just, they feel so important that they have to insert themselves into this conversation that's already happening.
Yeah.
To tell them how much they like their work. And of course they appreciate that you like their work, but there's a much nicer way to do that.
Yes, exactly. There are.
And I mean, it's really frustrating to watch, and on the other end of that, the artist kind of being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that before too.
I have too. There's so many things that
I know. It's
just be a good person. Let's just wrap really that
is.
Up.
It really is. It comes right down to just human decency.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said earlier, it's just not. A lot of people just don't get it. They just don't get it, especially around here. They just don't understand.
That's why we're here.
I know.
To educate the children.
Education.
But
I feel like we've done a good job at that lately, though.
You know, there's like this weird little Appalachian Renaissance happening.
There is.
The arts are exploding.
It really is.
I'm really happy to see it.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I know I refer to this movie a lot. It's one of my favorite movies ever. The Art School Confidential.
No, he's going to say that.
You know it's coming. It's my favorite movie, just about. There's a scene.
It's the only movie that Aaron has ever seen.
That's why I love it so much. I've never seen another movie ever. But there's a scene in the movie, and if you've never watched it, if you listen to all these podcasts, I've ruined it for you. But there's a scene where there's a girl, and she's really, really excited because she's got a solo, and her art's not the main character's cup of tea at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And she's very frustrated that no one wants to talk to her about her work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very frustrated that no one gets it, or people are just there for whatever reason. And she's also very frustrated that a lot of people didn't come. And you do see a lot of that. If it's not something where, you know, the self-promo thing, a lot of people, if they don't feel like it's any benefit to them, they may not come at all. Yeah. And I've seen that personally, not just in the film. I've seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
And I've seen artists just be there.
Just about every time that you go, you see it. That.
Yeah.
That's common.
And I've seen some shows where, you know, everyone's just blowing smoke up the artist's ass because I guess they're an important artist. Yeah. And that's fine. But you should treat every artist that way.
We all get jealous.
If you do that and you go to another artist show and they recognize you and you don't compliment their work, you don't even mention their work, they're going to think you're a real asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
I will think it. If you go to my show and you don't brag on it and I see you at Brooke's show and you're just like, oh, Brooke, this is so fabulous. I'm going to be like, you asshole.
Yeah. It's obvious they didn't like it.
You didn't like my work.
Just lie, guys. Just lie.
It's fine. No. I mean, I wouldn't want, you know, necessarily for someone to lie and say they like it when they don't.
But I mean, just like, everything looks really good. Yeah. I mean, just, you know.
I can tell you worked really hard. You didn't even say like
anything,
it.
Anything.
Just acknowledge it. You don't
have to. I mean,
it's
just like my grandmother, some stuff she don't like. That one-up piece I did of her with my mom whenever... Yeah. My mom was little.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And the flowers coming out of her mouth.
It was like, love out loud.
She's like, why is there flowers coming out of my mouth? I'm like, it's just a piece of artwork, Mama. It's just like representing everything you say. It's just so beautiful.
There you go.
She's like, well, it kind of was.
Yeah.
In a way. And she's just like, oh, okay.
We'll have to post that piece because it is a really, really beautiful piece.
I still have that.
I would love a print of it. It's really good.
But as an artist, too, we can appreciate stuff even if we don't like it.
That's true.
You can appreciate things and not love it. I mean, it's the
same.
There's
plenty. You know? Yeah, there's plenty of art out there that I like and I acknowledge and I think it's cool, but I don't want to own it.
Exactly.
And, I mean...
That's a big thing, too, like purchasing artwork.
Yeah.
You have to really connect with a piece. I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah. For sure.
You have to, there's somebody out there that will connect with a certain piece, somebody.
Yeah.
That you've done.
If you go through Instagram and look at, you know, the art tag, there's so much stuff on there that I'm just like,
it's just so much.
But then there will be comments of, this is amazing. I need this in my life.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
Everybody's different.
I think it's also very important to acknowledge that art etiquette extends online. Also,
yes.
It's not just in person. A lot of people get tied up in this whole, I'm not in person, so I feel more comfortable saying something really shitty to you.
Well, also, you know, I'm going to bring this up. Okay, you know, I own the art bar and run the art bar. There's people that will comment on like a painting that I've done for class. And like, I can do this at home. Get me the supplies and I'll paint it for you. Right on my...
Oh my God,
that's
so rude.
That's rude.
You have to at least have the decency.
At least
private.
Private message. Please. Private message. Private message,
that's
guys.
Awful.
That's kind of what you're saying. People will just write whatever on Facebook. I mean,
they're more comfortable.
Get a life. Private message.
They're more comfortable being shitty online. Because, you know, when you're looking somebody in the eye, it's hard to be shitty.
For most people.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, just if you're a decent human being.
Yes.
It's harder.
It is.
And some people just don't have a filter online, and they'll just say whatever. But these rules apply to this also.
Mm-hmm.
They do. If you don't like it, just move on.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave a shitty comment.
No.
Just move on.
All that does is make somebody feel bad.
Yeah.
That's it. Why do you want to make somebody feel bad? Just go on.
There's no point in that at
just
all.
Don't even leave any comment.
It's like, I saw this quote one time, and it was like, if you see a woman, which is like romantic, not art, but it applies. If you see a woman who's doing well in her life, and she's perfectly happy, and you cannot enrich her life in any way, leave her be.
Yeah.
If you can't add anything to the conversation.
No. Yes. If you have nothing important to say, then just do not speak. Do not open your damn mouth. I can't stand that. Jesus.
And it happens a lot.
People just blab.
But, you know, on the same hand of, you know, don't come just for the food. Don't come for just that. Don't come to get drunk and be an asshole.
Yes. I've seen that before. Because there's wine and drinks and
You know, if you know that you're a mouthy drunk, don't get drunk and go shit talk the art.
I've seen it before.
It does really happen. Shitty. Yeah. I've never personally witnessed that, but
I've seen people do that.
That's awful. So we have an event coming up this Saturday, September 1st. Yes. It'll be the second ever Art in the Yard in the Sagersville City Park.
And it's sponsored by this podcast, Weird Appalachia, and the Art Bar, and lots of local
businesses
that have graciously helped us out with supplies and stuff.
And a big, big thank you to all of our sponsors. We'll have a sponsor list on our social media.
Yes.
We would love for everyone to come out and see us. This is an event that, you know, it was kind of inspired by yard sales. That's why it's called Art in the Yard.
But it's not a yard sale.
It's kind of grew into something much bigger than a yard sale.
But it's kind of like a festival now. So
there's going to be lots of cool stuff.
So many amazing art vendors, all local artists, different art, not just the arts, crafts.
Yeah.
But, you know, like tasteful crafts. I mean, like really neat stuff. And everybody has something different to bring to the table. There's going to be leather.
Yeah.
Blacksmithing. It's
supposed to be blacksmith. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Tons of different artwork. So, like handmade soaps. There's like a fortune teller.
I'm really excited about that.
Flo Artist. She's the same so one as cool. Flo Artist, yeah.
Yeah, you guys should check her out online.
She's amazing.
It's Heffy Bebe.
Yeah.
Heffy Bebe on Instagram.
I love her Instagram. It's so interesting.
It's really good. And she does like a lot of handmade memento type stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. We'll have music too.
And, you know, if you listen to the podcast before you go, be sure to implement all these rules and don't be a crap person.
Yes.
Don't be a garbage person.
Don't be a garbage pill kid.
But anyway, whenever you go to an art show, an art function, an art festival, just be yourself, be comfortable, be mindful of others, and just be nice.
Yes.
That's all it really comes down to.
Yeah. Just be nice.
So thank you so, so much for listening. We appreciate each and every download, each and every listen. Be sure to find us on YouTube. We have a new video uploaded.
Yeah.
And it's from my solo show, and our good friend YZ is giving me his interpretation.
That's most of the video.
He sees things in my art that I don't see, and I kind of love it. But be sure to check us out on all of the big spectrum of social media. We're everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us. Be nice and stay weird.